The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I am actually convinced that if we actually had Friends, we wouldn't need to watch Friends. I'm just convinced that if we actually just got about the purpose for which we were here on the earth for, we would not need to sit down and watch something else and wish we were that, because we would be so happy with who God has made us if we understood that He is that source.
Stop looking to the dead and decaying world and renew yourself in the living Word. Next.
Joy to come into your home or wherever you're watching. Betty and I really thank you for this opportunity. I'm James Robinson. Betty, my wife, and I just read Beth Moore's blog, and she wrote it from Australia. So she's down rescuing Australia from the down under, you know, trying to lift them up. And Christine Kane from Australia, she's here trying to lift us up out of the pit. And praise God for both of them. Aren't they a great gift? It's so wonderful to see, Betty, how Christine admires, appreciates, and learns from Beth, and how Beth is so excited about the incredible gift that Christine has. Matter of fact, you go back several, maybe a little over a month or so back, to where we ran the Awaken Now segment, and she taught on what every Christian's supposed to be. I don't think I've ever heard about a 15 to 20 minute high impact message that it was any more effective. And it'd be worth going back and listening to, because I tell you what it'll do, it'll set you on fire and remove every excuse for not being what God left you here to be. Well, here she is. She's talking about the fountain of youth, myth or reality. I'm curious about that. Welcome, Christine Kane. Christine?
A series today, which I am so excited about, and I think any man or woman that's watching this, you are going to be so thrilled that you flicked onto the channels and stopped at this today, because I am going to give you the secret of eternal youth. I'm going to teach every one of us how we are going to stay forever young, how we're going to stay fat-free and wrinkle-free. I know that you're tuning in. You're like right into this. And you know, you're not going to want to miss one of these episodes. For the next few weeks, we're going into this, and I'm going to teach you how to be a lean, mean running machine, and you're going to love this, how to just stay young. And I think there's no doubt that our world is on a quest for staying forever young. Even when I was coming in to do this, I stopped and I could have bought 100 magazines. Well, probably realistically at least 30 or 40. And all of them promised that they were going to show me how I was going to stay forever young. There's this awesome one that was teaching me, and I just wanted to show you, because I mean, this will change your life right here. If I buy this particular product here, this is telling me that I'm going to look 730 days younger in just 1 month. So I'm telling you. So, you know, I'm not going to show you this right now, because that's a bit, but you, who doesn't want to look 730 days younger right now? And that's all you have to do. This is fantastic. And I mean, for some of you, if you look 730 days younger, you'd be back in the womb. But anyway, right for now, that's what this promises me. And then there's this awesome one that tells me age-defying wrinkle remedy, the non-injectable, because, like, you know, I can't do the injection thing. It's like a bit scary for me. So this is going to take away my wrinkles in only 60 days. I mean, I'm telling you, if you cannot wait 700 days, in 60 days, every wrinkle that you've got can be gone. This is so fantastic, but it gets better. Wait, there's more. I'm going to do an infomercial on all of this. I can't show you this very quickly, but there's this like really weird machine, and it's one device, three anti-aging, solutions right here, and it promises that your skin will be toned if you only use this once, just once. It doesn't matter what you've done to your skin up until now to make it, to ruin it, but if you just use this thing once, It doesn't even say for how long. So let's just say for 2 seconds. You can actually... This is awesome. This is awesome. I know you're glad you tuned in because you had no idea. And it just goes on and on and on and on. This is my favourite because it's the youth preserver right here. And it just tells me how, you know, we are all engaged in our own battle in the war against ageing. And to protect your skin and limit the formation of lines, wrinkles, sagging. I'll move right on. And other... related. I mean, I'm just like laughing because everyone is obsessed. Now, this was the best thing because, you know, I had to cover up the label, but this thing, I'm telling you, by the end of this show, you are not going to recognize me because, no, because it promised that if I put this on my face, that within one day, you're not going to recognize me. So I put this on yesterday. And my goal is that by the end of this show, you're not going to recognize me. Now, we do age. We cannot stop. It doesn't matter what we do to it. You can't stop a natural process. This body is decaying. In fact, Scripture tells us that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. I love what Paul says. He says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. You know, I need to tell this cream that it doesn't matter that the fact that it says by the end of this show, I am going to look like, you know, 25 years younger. Outwardly, we are wasting away. And then it goes on, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Now, over the course of this series, and you really don't want to miss not one of these shows, I'm going to talk to you about what that really means. Because I think that we've forgotten and we don't put enough emphasis on what does it mean to be inwardly renewed day by day. Is it possible that if you are born again and filled with the Spirit of God, that you do not have to age? That you can remain forever young. That although outwardly this body is decaying, we can remain forever young. Now, it doesn't matter what we do, this shell will decay. But everything in society, everything in the media, everything that we read, we are bombarded with this fact that youthfulness is everything, that you've got to preserve this outside shell. You've got to try to look like you're 18, even if you're 50. We Photoshop everything. We just make an image and we just make our entire industry out of staying incredibly young. And everyone wants to stay forever young. Now, there's a reason why. Because God himself is ageless and we are created in the image of God. So there's something on the inside of us. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 says this, that God has placed eternity in men's hearts. So there's this longing that we are going to live forever because we are. And the truth is that when you are born again, when you've surrendered your heart and your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you can be absolutely certain of where your eternity is going to be spent. But the reason you're longing for this fountain of eternal youth and you're looking for it is because you were created to live forever. The only thing is we try to preserve the shell that is going to decay. But you can't preserve this because no matter what you do to it, as we know, there are so many anti-aging procedures, there are so many things happening, you can't preserve this. It will decay. But internally, God wants our spirits to be renewed. And I want us to focus on not trying to preserve what will decay, but trying to focus on renewing what God wants to renew on the inside of us. And now, having said all of that, I still maintain do the best you can with what you've got. It's very important that you do that. You know, but what we try to do is we try to retain, sustain, and maintain something that is not. No matter what we do to it, this shell is going to go. It's just a shell. It's just a container. And again, I keep putting a caveat in this saying, but do the best with the container that you can. Keep this lean, mean machine on fire because this is the house of the Holy Spirit of God. And we need to ensure that our house is in peak order so that we can run our race and finish our course. A lot of us run our race, but we don't finish our course simply because we're not fit enough to finish our course. So I want us to talk about being spiritually fit. I want to talk about being forever young. You know, there's a great myth and a great folklore legend all throughout history where people have been on the quest for the fountain of youth. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter which culture you go to write from ancient cultures, there's this progressive growth. People want to go into this fountain of youth. So they think, if I just bathe in these springs or if I just drink this water, then I'm going to stay forever young. Now, if anyone could truly find that fountain of youth, we would become billionaires overnight. I mean, it would be the greatest discovery in humanity. But the truth is that we have. We actually do have the fountain of eternal youth. And I want to kind of shake the body of Christ and say, while we're out there thinking it's going to be in more creams or in more procedures, or if I'm just mutton dressed up as lamb, there is nothing worse than kind of being almost a 50-year-old girl and forgetting that you are not 15. And there are so many people that I want to say, seriously, I know you can get those skinny jeans up, but you really shouldn't be wearing them. But anyway, that's just, I'm just saying. Just saying, I know you'll think, okay, Christine, just look straight ahead right now. But the truth is that we do have the living water. I want to read to you a scripture. It says in John chapter 4, verse 14, Jesus says, but whoever drinks of the water I will give him, well, guess what? We'll never thirst again. You see, a lot of times what we're trying to do is we're trying to sell people hope in a jar. If you take this, then you'll be happier. If you have less lines on your face, you're going to be happier. If you put this on, you're going to feel better about yourself. Basically, we're selling people hope. These entire magazines, the $20 billion industry, is based on selling people hope. If you do this, then you will feel better. And Jesus says, oh, no. I'm telling you how this is going to happen. Once you are born again, you are going to live forever with me, and that starts right here on earth. You can drink of this living water, so you don't need to try to satisfy your thirst with a whole lot of other things. See, we have a world, and we have a sense of hopelessness in our world that is unprecedented. And people are trying to medicate that hopelessness. They're trying to go out and spend their way out of that hopelessness, climb the corporate ladder and try to amass or acquire or accumulate somehow to get this sense of hope. I want to be more. I want to feel better. And, you know, because I think of social media and because I think of our celebrity culture and I think of television and we're just so bombarded, the images that we see all the time is that, you know, you've got to be younger, you've got to be younger, you've got to be younger in order to be successful, in order to be beautiful, in order to be wanted, in order to be admired. And it is freaky to me. I have an 8-year-old daughter and I have a 12-year-old daughter. And when I look at the magazines that are pitched to my girls, it is mortifying. Back when I was growing up, that would have been called pornography. And now they're just selling it as basic, normal kind of magazines to this generation. I'm saying, Catherine and Sophia, you're not going to read it. Not that I'm a prude, but this is just going to make you feel worse about yourself. It is just going to make you feel that you are not enough. You are not good enough. You are not pretty enough. You are not talented enough. And somehow they're trying to tell you if you can just get younger, you're going to somehow feel more fulfilled. You're going to be somehow more desired. And so people are on this quest. And I think Jesus himself says, you know what? If you come to me and if you drink of my rivers of living water, that thirst you've got, that insatiable, that kind of sense of you are trying to quench that thirst all the time through maybe medication, through maybe sitting there watching reality TV shows. I'm convinced that if we had a life, we wouldn't need to watch other people's lives. I'm very convinced. I am actually convinced that if we actually had friends, we wouldn't need to watch Friends. I'm just convinced that if we actually just got about the purpose for which we were here on the earth for, we would not need to sit down and watch something else and wish we were that. Because we would be so happy with who God has made us if we understood that He is that source, that He quenches that thirst, that He Himself is rivers of living water. He quenches our barrenness, our dryness, our parchedness, our hopelessness, our despondency. And if we did that, we'd stop going to other things to try to get from them what we can only get from Jesus. And I find that a lot of times, even for married women, oftentimes we try to get from our husband what we can only get from God. So we set them up to be a failure because they were never supposed to be a savior. And so Nick is awesome. I am married to the single most ravishing piece of masculine flesh on planet Earth, period. But here we go. He's not God. I know that's like revelation. He's not God. So the only time I get disappointed with Nick is when I think he should be God. And I love it because he doesn't set himself up to be my God. He's like, you know what? You just need to get your Bible and go and be with Jesus. I'll see you later. No one, no one frustrates me more than my husband. I love him. But him and my children, who are like, if I somehow don't show the fruits of the Spirit, you know, my little 8-year-old, you know, they just get to that age where they decide to remind you that you're not practicing what you preach, you know? And something happened in the shower, went out at the hotel, not here, I was on a trip in DC, and the shower went out and the toilet flooded. I mean, it was a moment, and I had to go and preach at this really prestigious kind of event. And the engineer came up and I was ready in love to tell him precisely what I felt about the overrunning toilet and the shower. And my 8-year-old pipes up out of the bed out of nowhere and she goes, "Mummy, I thought you were a Christian." Yes, people, I've just told you all on the other side of the screen. That's right. So Jesus says this. He says, it's always safer to get to what Jesus says because, you know, I'm like very, very frailed. Okay. The scripture says in John chapter 7, verse 37, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him." I love this. "By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive." That would be all of us. Hands up if you fit in the later category. You weren't there. That's right. That would be me too. Okay. "Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified." I love this. He goes, guess what? "Out of you is going to flow rivers of living water." We have a world that is dying. We have a world that is desperate. We have a world that is hopeless. So I don't know, you might have just tuned in to the other side of this screen and you might be facing a great, great issue, a relational issue, a financial issue, an emotional issue. And inside you feel like there's no hope. The truth is, if you go to Jesus, who is your source, and you fill yourself with him, guess what's going to come out of you? Rivers of living water. So then when you go to work in your home life, when it comes to your family, when the engineer comes up for the flooded toilet, instead of rivers of, you know, anger and bitterness and offense coming out of you, what will come out of you is rivers of living water. And then wherever you go, you're going to bring life to barren situations. And can I say, church, we so desperately need that because that's what our world needs. Now, if you and I are full of insecurity and full of fear and full of doubt and full of anger, and we keep going to these other things to try to preserve what only God can renew, it will continue to decay. We'll continue to feel worse about ourselves, and then we won't be able to give anything to a lost and a dying world around us. But if we go to the source himself, if we go and we are filled daily by this living word and we fill ourselves with the life and the vitality of Christ, guess what comes out of us? Rivers of living water, love and joy and peace and kindness and gentleness and long-suffering and self-control. Who in our world does not need that?
Boy, that is so well said, Christine. And if you've watched Life Today over any extended period of time, you've heard me emphasize the words of Jesus that out of your innermost being flow rivers of living water. That's what he wants. And I've really, really challenged all the people who watch this program to release the river. The river of life, the river of love that God is pouring into us if we will freely receive and then release it. That river just continues to flow. And everywhere the river flows, life springs up. You're going to enjoy this series. And Betty, one of the things we do is release the love of God. And when we do that, as we express life freely, we then begin to experience it fully. I want you to look, and I plead with you to look and know, I am, in fact, the solution to the challenge we see. Yes, you are. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the glory of God manifest, the goodness of God manifest. I want you to look because you really are in Christ and Christ in you, the answer. Look closely.
Thank you. Some see suffering like this and say it proves God is not real. Or worse, that he exists, but he's indifferent to the suffering of the people he made. But the truth is, it's in these very situations that the hand of God is most present. And you can see him if you look with the right eyes. God is here, in the hands of a mother, doing all she can to sustain a sick child. He's here, in the hands of doctors and nurses, holding back the onslaught of death in their countries. And he's here, in the hands of the missionaries who give all just to see one more life saved. But we can't do it alone. To touch those areas of greatest need requires help from people like you. Because in the end, the extent to which we can be the hands of God is in yours.
You can literally extend the hands of God. That was our oldest grandson who married now just a few weeks ago. And he had so much love filling his heart, it just overflowed as he looked at his bride. But that young man that was touching that little baby, he's been in the mission field now many times, he began to care when he was only 4 for the poor and the hungry. I saw his hand there, but I saw more than a grandson's hand in Africa, in hard-hit Angola, where they're experiencing drought, and we need a miracle right now to save 100,000 children that will die if we don't have a miracle of support. We got 400,000 right now that we're caring for, and in those malnutrition clinics where you saw the little drip feeding and you saw the mother trying to feed, that's food you provided, caring people provided. The support to have the doctors there, to even have built the clinic, that all came from love. But to keep them from even reaching that state of desperation, where it's the last resort, we feed, where you see the long lines of children and the missionaries giving out the bowls that you paid for, people like you, and the food in it. Betty, it all comes from people who are, in fact, the hands of Jesus, laying hands on the sick and the desperate in love and saving their lives.
Yes. Will you be the hands of Jesus? Will you reach out with those that care and want to make a difference in the lives of these children? The mothers have done all they know to do. They love them. They love their babies, but they have no help for them. We do. I hope you'll join with us and let's get them the help that they need.
I'm confident that you'll find as great a joy in knowing I get to put the hands of God on the broken and suffering. I'm going to give those mothers hope. I'm going to give those children a chance at life. I'm going to give families a future. If you'll dial that number there, that's always there as a prayer line for you. And even as we're appealing to save lives, the majority of the calls today will be, would you pray for me? You better believe it. Because God loves you and He loves through people. But if you would help, dial the number, take your bank card, or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the largest gift you can make, 30, 50, or 100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for several months. Could you make a gift like that? We need to feed 100,000 desperate children right now, and we need it immediately. So I'm praying that we can have 1,000 friends, even today, who will give $1,000. You'll feed 100 children, and we got 100,000. So we need 1,000 of you to do that. We want to send you gifts to say thank you. We want to send you something that will remind you of the power of love. And we want to send you a book that I've written about dads. the blessing of a father, a dad's blessing. It's going to bless you. Our son wrote a book, Rise Above. I'm telling you, it's how to be lifted by faith above anything you ever imagine by the power of God. You're going to like it. We want to bless you, but we're asking you to save lives and bless by being a blessing to these precious children. Go online or go right now, call the number, use that card like a check. Make the best gift you can and know you're giving life and expressing love.
In remote and impoverished areas of Africa, families are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are their children. Life's Mission Feeding Program is there, able to feed and care for over 400,000 children in crisis areas of Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. With previous food reserves gone and Angola facing its worst drought and food shortage in 20 years, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for our feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you this inspirational two-book gift set. A Dad's Blessing by James Robison is packed with valuable fatherly wisdom and insight for dads of all ages. Rise Above by James and Betty's son, Randy Robison, will show you how to soar far above the circumstances of life and go higher in your walk with God. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you'll receive our Blessing Bowls, a great way to teach your family about giving and a daily reminder of God's provision for hungry and hurting children. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, and you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I don't think plead's the right word. I'm praying that you'll be the blessing and you'll give $1,000. I'm praying 1,000 of you will, because we need that. $1,000 will feed 100 kids. We've got 100,000 of them that are dying in Angola because of the drought. If there's any way you can do that, we want to send you the blessing. You're being a blessing. And all of the other things we've mentioned are to bless you. But boy, you talk about when you release life, indescribable blessing. Thank you for doing it. Thank all of you for being with us. Thank Christine. Tell your friends to watch Life Today, hopefully every day.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Dave Ramsey and his daughter Rachel Cruz team up to equip parents to teach their children how to win with money. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.